This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Summer jobs for high school age kids are a great thing. They learn about work ethics, stay busy, make friends, make a little money. But who is in charge of that money once they've made it? Ron Lieber's here with some answers. He's the Your Money columnist for the New York Times. Welcome back.
Always good to be here.
So your kid goes out, earns some money, maybe at the local ice cream parlor, cutting a neighbor's lawn. Who is in charge of that money?
Well, much depends, right? I mean, if the kid is under 18, I suppose that you as the parent are in charge. It's not technically your money, but you make the rules, assuming the kid is living under your roof and the kid is a minor.
Right. But, you know, I guess part of this comes back to the question of when you start giving a little financial independence to a child. You know, do you start a bank account where they can put some of that job earning in there and then spend it as they please? Or is it something that you need to keep control over?
Well, so much depends on what the point of the exercise is, right? We have a certain number of teenagers who are working because they actually contribute to the household budget. They contribute to the overhead. The mortgage doesn't get paid without them contributing, maybe because mom or dad is out of work or they don't make very much money. It's also possible that the child doesn't have a car or doesn't have gas for the car, without earning the money, in which case the money gets spent on something very specific as soon as it gets earned. For families who... where the kids are not necessarily sort of taking their money hand to mouth, so to speak, that's when you start to have choices. And I think there's a very good case to be made for giving kids at least some financial independence as soon as you possibly can.
If they earned it, and their idea perhaps is they should be able to spend it, how do you deal as a parent with the whole, it's my money, Mom and Dad?
Right. I think one way to have a conversation with a teenager about the money that they're earning is that, you start the summer, you start the job, with a conversation where you say, look, this money is going to be used for college, or it's going to be used for the purchase of your first used automobile. But you can also come to an agreement where, say, 10% of the money they make is theirs to spend as they please. Necessity is necessity, right? And if the child expects college to be paid for and the roof over the head to be provided and a vehicle, to appear in the driveway so that they can drive themselves to school, then what the parent or parents say goes.
Well, I think the lesson that you're really trying to get across here is that you just have to talk about it with your kids. But why do you think so many parents don't?
Well, if we're talking about money generally, one reason that parents may not want to talk about it is because they think that it's this sort of taboo topic, right? Or they're afraid of the kinds of questions that their kids are going to ask,
right,
say about, how much money the parents make. Another reason that some parents avoid it is that, they don't want kids to be money hungry or money grubbers or money obsessed. And they worry that if they introduce these topics too soon, then it'll become a topic of literal obsession for kids. And, that might be embarrassing for the parents if the kids are always talking about money or trying to get money. I think you can go way too far with that. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, kids are going to be teenagers are going to be financially independent sooner rather than later. So, it makes an awful lot of sense to start talking to them about it, in very sort of realistic and basic terms as soon as you possibly can.
Okay. Ron Lieber, the Your Money columnist for the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Good to be here.